Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the awesomeness of Three Broke Gamers.
Here we go.
Had to plug in my headphones all the way.
Weird how that would work.
I think this podcast is going to be exciting.
It's going to be the best podcast yet.
Yeah, this is going to be the best.
I was really looking forward to it all day. I'm glad I got off work early.
Score.
Skadoosh.
That was a good clap. Remember last time you guys like had to try like four times just to capture that high five?
See, that was even pretty good compared to last time.
Yeah, compared to you had to fake clap your one.
Yeah, clap him,
and then I heard Jesse go, "That wasn't real. That was fake."
It was. It was so fake. It was so fake. It needed to be brought to light that it was fake.
You want
to
know what else needs to be brought to light?
What?
Halo 4 release.
You were already going to say launch.
Wow,
but
what a
segue. I was
going to
say launch, but
what a segue.
Launch-re?
Why do you guys got to do that to me? I thought it was amazing.
It was. It was a great segue.
Yeah.
I know, because
I'm giving you props.
I'm getting pretty
podcast,
excited because I
segue.
Hope I'm there to help release it.
You hope you're there?
I have the 6th off, so I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I took it off, too.
As soon as...
Well, I'm going to have to take it off, then.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Gonna be,
yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Because I expect all of you to be there.
And by you, he means listeners.
Yes, all the listeners. Yes.
You were actually pointing at me, and I'm going to be there.
Because they can see the point at Cody from the audio podcast.
I was letting him know by saying, hey, he was pointing at me.
No, I was actually pointing at the mic, and my finger went through the mic and pointed at every single person.
How crazy.
So everybody, look at your speakers, and you'll see a little finger coming out of there.
How crazy would that be if there was an app for that?
What?
An app for that. During a podcast, or when they said, we want you type of situation, like something like the phone or the whatever would vibrate like, oh, Jesus, it's powerful.
Oh, Jesus, it's powerful.
Oh, Jesus. That'd be great. That would be a great app, though. Let's get on that, Apple. Snap to it.
Snap,
I don't think
crap.
Apple would have to make that.
What?
Well, they don't, but.
Technically, anyone could make that.
There you go. Maybe that's
going to
be.
I wouldn't trust the first three versions of it if Apple made it, but. Version 4, I'd be right on it.
It takes them a while to get it down.
But once they do it, they do it good.
So speaking of our Halo launch.
Yes. You all.
Y'all.
Yes. Like us on Facebook.
You don't like y'all?
I hate y'all.
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 What other situation do you get rid of the U, the O, and the space?
Y'all.
Y'all.
Exactly. It's the only situation. It's ridiculously stupid.
Y'all. Y'all. Why?
I might have lost my
LL.
Like a Yule log?
I might have lost every listener south of the Mason-Dixon line. But anybody who understands the Mason-Dixon line?
No one's listening to you. No one's listening to Jesse.
I hope they got my Yuletide log.
This is the conversation between me and Al.
I noticed.
Remember what movie that's from? Remember what movie that's from?
No.
Me neither.
You're
Mystery Alaska? Where he tells that the news lady?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
No, if we're going to watch a movie, we have to watch Waterworld.
Oh, yes. Because I am disappointed in the number of friends. I can't even consider you guys friends until you guys watch it.
Well, then let's watch it after the podcast.
Excluding me, because I have seen it a few times.
And you're
my
cousin.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, you're not his friend. You're his cousin.
By default.
By default.
But would you be his friend if you weren't his cousin?
Yeah.
You're that confident. I like that.
Yeah. I would be his friend. I would be his friend. I don't know if he'd be my friend, but I'd be his friend.
That's usually how my friendships work out. I'm like, why is this person calling me friend?
That's what I say about Cody every day.
Friend,
you're my friend.
Cody, we're not friends.
We're
roommates/ business partners.
Nope, just roommates.
Yeah, you don't go into business with friends.
Yeah,
our friendship ended the moment we signed on to a podcast deal.
Yeah, that's because he's
a
just
podcast
my,
deal.
A podcast deal.
like we said, he's
why
not
do
my.
I keep screwing up my P's and my B's. This is ridiculous.
My
penis and boobs.
Don't mix
those
up.
I don't mix those up. Mom, when you hear this, I do not mix those up. Trust me. Okay, maybe the one time, but that was
that was one time.
This one time. Video game camp.
She didn't tell
Dude,
me he
how
was
awesome
she.
Would that be if there was a video game camp?
What?
That's
there's
the only
video
thing
game camp?
They call it the fat camp.
Dude, we're gonna start a video game camp.
Next awesome. Frontier Entertainment's
video game camp.
Yeah.
Where you go
like
where
for
you
a
send,
week.
Dude,
you we send, should buy your, we should buy like
you send your young adult children.
We should buy a resort somewhere up north in the woods.
By a resort.
Yeah, on a lake.
We have that kind of money.
On a lake. But we're never going to use the lake or the beach or nothing. It's all going
to
be video
games.
Why
does it need to be even
in
the middle
of nowhere?
It's
like an oxymoron.
We would buy a place in the desert and force people to stay inside. Because that's what you do in deserts. You stay inside.
That's what I do on vacation.
Unless you do like that one thing and we tell them to go play outside. That one picture. We're going to put
the
keyboard on there.
That's a great picture on the chat.
Yeah.
This podcast brought to you by Weebly.
Weebly?
Weebly.com. Helps you make your own. It's a hosting website.
There we go.
I fumbled that a little bit, but that's what we use our hosting for, right?
Yep. It's a good thing you're not a football player.
Brought to you by Weebly and Podomatic. Hosting all your podcasts.
Woo! For us.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Hosting all of our podcasts since 2012.
And we're hosting a Halo 4 release.
Where?
No, we're not hosting anything.
Yeah, we're not hosting.
We're going to the midnight launch.
All right, we're going to the midnight launch at the GameStop in the Rain Tree Mall, Mankato, Minnesota. And we are going to give away a free copy of Halo 4.
For free?
For free, yes, for free. Big F, big R, big E.
Did I hear you right? Did you say free?
I said free, Cody.
No asterisk or small print at the bottom?
No.
Maybe there's a little bit.
Oh, what
there's
is that?
There's a big asterisk, but no little print.
There's a big asterisk? Is that what you said? Asterisk? Asterisk.
Whatever. There's a big... Okay, never mind. I meant exclamation point
so
at the end of free.
What does the small little star...
Asterisk.
It means okay. Don't hurt him.
Do you guys say asterisk or asterisk?
I say asterisk.
I say whatever sounds whatever comes out of my mouth.
It's not asterisk.
You know what?
There are a lot of things that the ass can do, but tricks are not what I would call them.
Asses can do tricks.
I wouldn't call them
the
tricks.
Asterisk.
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 My asterisk can do so.
Not CK. Anyway, back to the Halo 4 launch.
Yes.
Sorry for the sidetrack.
Okay, the little print at the bottom means that you have to like us on Facebook or Twitter.
By when?
By November 5th? No,
Four.
November 4th.
That's about, yep.
Not November 5th, because we don't want any of those stupid things from V for Vendetta.
Yes, we do.
We do, but...
Remember.
Forever remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason for the gunpowder treason to ever be forgot.
That is awesome.
Why would you remember something like that?
Why
I watched that
you?
Movie three times
That's
in a row.
That's the greatest movie in the world.
Natalie Portman was the shit in that movie, dude. She was so good in that movie.
Even bald, she's hot.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Same.
You know what was a great movie?
Waterworld.
Name this movie. Big Gulps, huh? Well, see you later. Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
So
Andy would know.
Anyways.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he would.
Yeah, because he's your twin. You guys are like on your own little bandwidth.
Mental. There's mental just... lasso.
Wow, I
mental.
Felt like the energy just left the room when Al spoke on that.
No. Mind Everybody tether? Is flocked to our... Mind... They have flocked
they have
to our podcast because of me. And all my wisdom that I radiant... radiate
I was waiting for it
through this mic and through this voice, this angel like voice of
why
mine.
Why don't you just speak into it a little bit more? No. You gonna make out with it?
Well, I was gonna put it in my mouth and then I was
then he realized that the microphone actually costs more than some cars.
Yeah. Costs more than my life.
Well, maybe not that much. Maybe your arm.
If we're gonna put a price on it, yeah.
My your arm, your left kidney, and your right testicle.
But I'm right-handed, so I need that right testicle.
According to my
that's my dominant
works
side.
Insurance, each finger is $7,000.
Really?
Yep. If you lost a finger, they would pay you $7,000 plus medical cost.
I can lose two pinkies.
I know, that's what I said. I said, do toes count? Because I do not use a bunch of my toes.
I don't only use your big toe. Toes. You only use, no,
I think you're... I only use my big thumb toe.
You mean your big toe?
Is that a thumb toe?
No, it's just your big toe.
Can you call it a thumb
toe? No, it's
toe?
Just your big toe. It's your balancing toe.
It's not a thumb because it's not opposable.
Yeah, if it was on the side of your foot, then that'd be a different story.
Wouldn't it just be a thumb, but that's an opposable thumb?
Ooh, I sense redundancy.
So
my redundancy sense is tingling.
If it wasn't opposable,
Is it just another finger?
Thumb. But it's...
But if it's not
what
a possible...
What the hell is on your finger?
It's a Band-Aid.
That did not look like a Band-Aid for a minute. I thought you had a square finger. And I was going to be like, what the hell?
He's pixelating slowly over time.
Too much Minecraft.
I have like 3 or 6 toes on my left foot.
3 or 6?
I'm not sure.
Chaw.
Rightio. Anyway,
one time I...
Henry Bankshaft.
I put a hot fart into a clown balloon.
No, I attempted to put a hot fart in a clown balloon.
Wow, this just went off track. Let's get back.
I think we've been about 16, I think we made 16 different U-turns there. And
you know what? You know,
only
back.
6.
You know
the
what?
Number of toes,
you know what?
I think
I'm
going to
make this action right here a chopping motion.
Because the audience can
because
see
I'm going
to
cut
motion.
That. I'm going to cut this. We're going
to... our Kinect review of
Fruit Ninja!
It's an older game.
Yeah,
but it's
it is
good.
Pretty old.
Hey, I thought it was awesome. I broke a sweat trying to chop that shit.
Trying to chop that shit.
You shouldn't admit to that.
Yeah.
You Why? Should not admit to that.
Dude.
Wait till they see what I look like.
There was like the chaos mode where you like the fruit like freezes in slow motion.
And does your chop is your chop like slow motion too?
As you said don't. That, I was waiting yeah, for don't. You to catch it. It's like don't. It freezes in,
it freezes you, in slow
you almost
motion.
Caught yourself before you said it.
You almost freeze your fruit.
You almost go into slow
so
motion.
Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, it's slow motion. You're like, cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. And yeah. I'm moving my hands up and down really fast for those who can't see.
He just made himself look like a retarded robot or something.
Can you build a retarded robot? Is that even possible? I mean,
is it a hate crime to pick on a retarded robot?
Well, is it retarded if that's the maximum capability that it has? Because
I make fun of Siri all the time.
Siri is a bitch. Siri is a bitch to me. I asked her what her favorite color was, and she told me she was not that kind of assistant. Okay, and then I asked her, what's the weather like outside? And she goes, look out the window. Okay, that's not even the best. That's not even, like, the worst part of it. I asked her, okay, described what it looked like outside, and I go, what should I wear?
And she said...
She's not that kind of assistant. I was pissed.
You should ask her all sorts of questions, but none that have to do with apparel, apparently.
I guess.
Apparel, apparently. Wow.
Yeah.
Apparel,
essence
apparently.
And alliteration.
Hey, hello. We got a guest opened the door.
Come on in and sit on down. Crunch, crunch, munch, munch.
Oh. Just kidding.
I'm just going to observe.
You're just going to observe? We can hear you, though.
There's no observing. You already sat down on the couch.
Yes,
of awesomeness.
So
I'm picking up the game to pick you up.
Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test.
Anybody hear CJ?
Can
yeah,
you
we
hear
heard
me?
That.
Can
I heard
you hear
that.
Me? Okay.
We great. Can hear him.
Great. Sounds good. Hi, guys.
CJ is our roommate.
Imagine that.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Say what?
Yeah.
So actually, you just completely interrupted us, and we got on
probably for a good
a big
reason.
Tangent.
It probably was a good reason.
We were
so,
talking about
yeah.
Fruit Ninja.
You ever played that?
Again. Yeah,
played that?
On the iPad, iPod, when you slice
how about
fruit.
About on the Kinect.
When you slice fruit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And not bombs.
That's how exciting we got today.
Actually, we've been pretty exciting before that.
Yeah.
I heard that game gets pretty crazy.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Like camping. Or a circus.
Camping.
Get it? It's intense.
Camping is intense to you?
Fishing's intense, though. Ice fishing. That gets really
that's
intense.
A drinking
ice
sport.
Fishing.
Yeah,
I could see
yeah,
ice, fishing
ice fishing
intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you can't get the fish
that's
through
not
the
what
hole
they
or something.
North.
Or when you drop your beer.
That would be intense.
That would be... That's alcohol abuse.
Exactly. That could be out tense, too.
Huh?
Al doesn't get the whole intense part. No, we won't.
Is that like the
it.
Indecent thing?
No.
Oh.
No.
Nope. I feel like I have feet in weird positions now because there's too many bodies.
You
I've
do,
almost
you do
set my foot down on Cody's
position.
Feet and that was awkward.
Yeah.
So now I tucked it up
so
under
fruit,
my leg
fruit
and
ninja.
That's still awkward. I'm just awkward.
So
karate chop motion means stop.
It means
hammer
fruit,
time.
It means it's Fruit Ninja time.
Stop hammer time.
It means it's
oh, I'd love to see you do this MC Hammer dance.
My shuffle back and forth?
That would be hilarious.
Speaking of recording Al doing stupid things.
What? Did you record me doing stupid things?
We're going to.
Yeah.
When? Where?
Al's Adventures.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah. We are going to be doing an Al's Adventure tomorrow. Yeah, and it will be up on...
Should be up by the end of the week, Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be...
Let's shoot for Monday.
Yeah, we'll release Al Adventures on Mondays. Monday's a good day
Monday's
for Al Adventures.
Day. So look for that on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
Also on our website.
Yeah, awesome.
NextFrontierEntertainment.com.
And Facebook.
Yep, the link will be there.
Yeah, Cody's going to put that up there.
I'll get all that put together.
My game finally downloaded.
Naughty Bear. What is it called?
That's a great arcade game.
Panic
let's talk about a stupid arcade game.
Which
Marble?
One?
No, that was an awesome game. I loved that. It is so simple. It's my kind of game.
I'm going to tie this full circle. A stupid arcade game is Flock. Have you guys ever played Flock?
No.
What's it about?
Try it. It's ridiculously
hard. Is it
hard.
Just as stupid as Toy Soldier?
It's more stupid.
Toy Soldier is not stupid.
It is stupid.
You just didn't play it long enough. Yeah.
It's stupid.
You just have to know how to play.
Yeah.
It's probably better on the computer or something.
Anyway,
Flock. Every game's better on the computer.
You are an alien.
I totally disagree.
With a tractor beam.
What game is not
Call of Duty.
What game is not better on a computer?
I don't know. Call of Duty's pretty intense.
No, Call of Duty is still better on a PC.
It is.
Every computer's better on a PC. Hands down.
Every
computer's better on a PC. I would hope so.
Every game is better on a PC. Yeah. I keep saying stupid shit.
There's
got to
be something.
A microphone gets in front of me.
Maybe like hack and slash. Or button mashers.
Button mashers? Is that like a...
Hack and slash.
Oh. Like a...
Tetris is probably funner. On
I love Tetris.
More fun.
This is an English class.
Don't say Xbox.
Don't say Xbox.
At least not loud enough.
360.
You have to whisper.
Yeah, no more saying Xbox.
360.
360.
Box X.
Dashboard.
Go home.
Details.
Where is my
info.
List?
Bing.
Search.
Woo.
Y button.
Tip.
Random word.
That
wave
your con- wave
y
for
button.
Connect. So, okay, the upcoming events for Al's Adventures. We're going to do Ace Combat, which
Six.
I... Six, yes, Ace Combat 6. I am not looking forward to playing this, you know.
I am looking forward to watching this.
I am not looking forward to playing this at all.
This is going to be great.
So what is Al's Adventures?
So Al Adventures.
CJ's probably
just
wondering
ask
that.
Questions. Interrupt us because we interrupt each other. Al Adventures. Basically, we take Al here.
Mm-hmm.
This
lovely looking guy right here.
Not so much
nice.
Good with video games. He does have a few that he is very good at. But only certain genres. FPSs are basically all he's ever played.
Okay.
So we're taking him out of his comfort zone. The last time he did this, it was an Al Adventure in Portal.
Oh, Portal, okay.
Yeah,
Portal
so
1 or 2?
Portal 1.
Okay.
We did it in the, I think it was room 8. It's the first room with the turrets. So we throw him into a game without any tutorial, without any understanding of what's going on. And we just let him loose. Al's playing practical jokes and messing with my volume.
So how do you do on Portal?
Miserable.
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 Hey, I got through it.
With a lot of help from your friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to shoot the little turrets with the portal. It didn't work out so well.
So pretty much you died.
He died a lot.
I died quite a bit.
He died a lot.
He made it through serendipitously.
Yeah, you know how long it took me?
Serendipitously. He did things on accident that just happened to work.
I was shooting, like,
yes,
portals,
that
and I just started, like, flying through it, and all of a sudden I would go, whew, like, across the hallway. I had no idea what happened.
That's fun.
So, yeah, so now he's going to be playing Ace Combat on Ace difficulty. So
what?
Let's,
no.
What?
I'm going to be shot down in, like, 3 seconds.
Hey.
That's your fault.
What's your nickname again?
Well, I am the ace at tennis.
At tennis. Because you can get an ace each time.
Yeah. I'll play you at Kinect Sports.
Play ping pong.
Kinect
table
Sports.
Tennis.
Isn't that what it's called?
Your ace.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Do they have tennis on there?
Yeah.
Wii Sports, they do.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've... Kinect sucks.
You got a Wii, don't you?
I don't.
Kinect
oh,
is the worst ever for any game. I don't care.
Cody, we are going to play Wii Sports when we
five
go...
5 or 10 years.
Maybe like 15, 20 years. I'll give you that.
But then they'll have those stupid mind control ones where you can just stick them on your head and you
just,
think.
The controller just goes over your head.
I wanted to buy one. They're like $300.
You would.
That's what I'm saving up for.
No, you're saving up for other stuff.
That's what we need.
We're getting a GoPro.
HD video camera.
GoPro. That's his.
Live action shorts.
That's on his.
He'll get the vid. He needs that, but then we need audio to go with that.
I need the GoPro.
No. We can't take this and record audio while we're shooting video.
Yeah, we can.
It's not that mobile.
Yeah, we can.
Fine then. We need a boom.
Yep, I'll get one.
And one of those big fuzzy things.
Yep,
that goes on the tip of the microphone. I have no idea what it's called.
You guys know what? You know what I just realized?
A wind thing.
What?
Never mind.
Realized nothing.
He just realized nothing.
It was one of the stupidest ideas I just ever came up with.
Then you should share.
No.
Please.
I think you should.
I was going to take the GoPro and put it on my hockey helmet and then wear it while I drive.
Good idea.
It'll make it look like.
That is probably the dumbest thing.
Here's how you parallel park a car.
You know, you can actually just
mount it on your dashboard.
I know,
or on the outside of your car.
I know, that's why I said it was one of the dumbest ideas.
You don't
ever have
to drive around with a hockey helmet on. With a camera.
I'm special, okay? Leave me alone.
We know.
Hey, that's not cool.
What? To wear a hockey helmet?
To be
what?
Special. To make fun of special people.
Why, when I am special?
Oh, you are special.
My mom tells me I'm special.
I'm sure she does.
Special hell.
Now that we've reached another lull, what's next on the
agenda?
Another
lull.
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 Lurl.
How about a tech bite?
What's a tech bite?
It's B-Y-T-E. That's a bite. Like
a megabyte.
Yeah. Kind of like, or
a terabyte.
Or a gig.
I just realized I have no idea how long we're actually going for.
Yeah? How's that going for you?
Pretty good.
Anyway, since Cody's slacking, there's this thing called Alpha Brain. It's a pill that you can take. It's supposed to give you crazy dreams, and it's not like acid or anything. It's actually a pill, and it helps you wake up and have more energy during the day, and it helps you get to sleep faster.
I think I need that.
It helps you focus, and it's great, and you're supposedly, one of the side effects is crazy awesome vivid dreams that you remember.
Why don't you just take acid? It's probably cheaper.
I don't know anyone who sells acid, but I can go on the computer and order Alpha Brain.
Just walk around campus. I'm sure you'll find somebody.
Very true.
Yeah.
There's some creepy
people. You know those guys that have the trench coats, long hair?
Don't forget
they whip it open.
They have a shotgun.
Yeah, wear huge boots. Big black.
I know
three of those guys.
Yeah. I'm combat one
boots.
Of them.
And they got like belt buckles down their legs.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
I thought those were goth.
Not those guys. They don't sell the drugs.
They're not goth? No. The goth people?
So we're not looking for
we're
guys
not looking
with belt
for,
buckles
no.
on their...
So okay. I knew a guy back in high school who described himself as a hemo.
What?
What the fuck is a
like
hemo?
A hemophiliac? Or?
No. He's a hemo because he was a happy emo.
So how is he emo?
That's the thing.
So you're normal. He cuts himself.
So you're normal.
Like, yeah.
He cuts himself, but he's happy while he does it, or...
I have no
idea.
Don't
they usually cut themselves to make them happy?
No, they cut themselves to release pain.
Pain, yeah.
I thought it was supposed to make them feel good.
What, you've never cut yourself before?
No, not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Did it feel good when you cut yourself on accident?
No.
Exactly. So you're not emo.
Obviously.
Congratulations.
Right. I like donating
plasma. Do I dress
emo?
Me too.
It feels good.
Yeah.
I can't.
Does
that make
me extra emo?
Rush.
They denied me.
Who did?
Until I go to the doctor.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was pissed.
Who did what?
He tried to go donate, and they didn't let him.
Yeah, you see these little bumps on my arm?
Yeah, you should get that checked out.
probably clean your sheets.
Think,
maybe they're bed bugs.
I've had these for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Those are some crazy awesome bed bugs.
They don't hurt, they don't itch, they don't do nothing.
I think it's cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It could be.
You're dying.
Yeah.
But we all are, so.
It happens. I'm going to come back as a zombie.
Wrong!
I'm going to come back as a zombie!
Up until the age of 24, do you actually start to die?
2 more years!
1 more!
3 more.
Is that a goal?
I guess he
is
wins.
Is that a goal?
Can I regress a little bit?
I think that's what I read. It was like, the age of 24 is actually the age when you stop...
Growing?
Growing, yeah.
Growing-ish.
So now you're dying.
From then on, you actually start dying.
But when does your literally? Like, when does your brain stop developing though? Isn't it like
26, that's always 28? Changing?
It's 21.
21. Yeah. Oh wow.
That's what the drinking age in the United States is 21.
I get smarter every day.
That's why that's the argument for why it's not 18 or 19, is because it technically stops like making new connections at the age of 21.
I disagree.
I disagree.
So do I. But me too. That's what they have studied.
Who's they?
I don't know. But that's what they
do. They call themselves scientists when they're actually not because they don't know what they're talking about.
Those are politicians.
Well, yeah. Besides that,
thanks. I like political humor.
Bye, CJ. Okay.
See you later.
It was fun.
CJ's leaving.
It's always fun. Try to make it fun anyway.
Okay. You need to breathe so hard.
I'm just so excited that we're back on the air.
Hey, something I wanted to talk about.
Yep.
Video games and subscriptions.
I don't know.
Okay, so you know, like,
get him,
Call of Duty.
Uh-huh.
You know how they came out with Call of Duty Elite?
Uh-huh.
You had to buy that extra.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
That was a subscription.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Battlefield.
Premium.
Premium. Yeah. That was a subscription.
Nice.
You catching on?
I'm catching on.
I can't hear me at all.
I think I turned you way down. Or did I pull the wrong one out?
No, it's just it's touchy because it's retarded.
Why? That's because it's Sony.
It's going to turn into a terrible podcast.
Anyway, what's going on?
Video game subscriptions.
What about them?
Good or bad?
Well, it depends. I just turned
I like them. I like them, but...
All right, so
I just the deal. Eventually...
I just feel like I'm not getting my full game that I got before.
No, so you get...
I feel like I'm getting 75%. And then they're making me pay another 50 to get the rest of it.
So the problem that you have with it is that the game developers, right off the bat, know that they don't have the whole game in there. That's what you're saying?
Yep, I know, yeah.
So you don't like that they're not including the whole game.
Yep.
And that you have to pay more for more of the game.
Yep.
To actually get the finish of the story.
Correct.
Okay.
Stupid.
Well, not the... I shouldn't say it's the finish of the story, but it's just the...
You want that extra stuff that they don't have in there...
Because, like, sometimes they only come out, like, when multiplayer comes out, like, for, well, Battlefield actually had
a lot. The DLCs?
But, yeah, all their DLCs.
Like okay, yeah, like, the premium, you got those maps early and stuff. Eventually, you're going to get them anyways. So, you know, it's kind of pointless to buy their stuff.
Well, yeah, but you still have to buy them, though.
So
I know, but...
And the thing with the subscriptions, you actually save about $5 per DLC.
Yeah.
I suppose when you buy it
early. That's why I do it. Because
yeah, that's
I buy them
why
all
I do
in one chunk. So that I save a couple bucks down the line, because I know I'm going to be getting them anyway.
But what I'm saying is the stuff that I'm paying for in the DLC, or for the subscriptions, should have already been included in the game itself when I paid the $60.
You don't like DLC at all, then?
I like it for some things.
Okay, what are the things
when
that
it's
you
worth
like
it
for? What's worth it, then, for you? What's worth
they
it?
They need a lot more maps than just four. Like, right now, like... Call of Duty, Battlefield, they only release like four maps. It should be twice that.
But it's four maps at a time, and for Battlefield, it's four maps four or five times.
Yeah.
So I don't see what the problem is, because that's 20 maps if it's five times.
Yeah, but that's how much for each pack?
$10.
Yeah. To me, that should be $5, not $10.
Okay. So you're just complaining about the price. What's your deal here? I don't know what you're complaining about. You're not giving
I'm
me...
I'm complaining about two different things. One, I'm complaining about the price of it. And two, I'm complaining just about the subscriptions themselves.
What about the subscriptions themselves?
By buying the game, you should get the subscription for free.
Why?
As a first-time buyer.
I don't understand why I should.
Why? Because that's the reason you bought the game.
But if I had bought... See, I would understand if I had bought previous versions of that game. And, like, if...
Because, like, okay, so, like, right now, I bought... Okay, so I have, like, all the Halo games, right?
Yeah.
But now, well, I guess now they have Forge, so you can technically get all the old maps. but they release the old maps again and make you pay for them.
I don't think they did because I about? Never paid for the...
Like in Halo.
Yeah?
They released the old maps.
Okay, you still lost me. So
okay, okay.
They remade the maps,
yes. They remade the maps, yes. But then they charge you to play those new maps.
Yeah? They remade them because people loved them and asked for them back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have just remade... They would have made different maps.
Yeah, they should have made different maps, but the ones that they already made, I shouldn't have to pay for because I bought them already.
But it's on a different...
Game?
Yeah, it's on a different game. See, I'm gonna meet me in the middle here, okay?
Okay.
So, for subscriptions, if... Let's take Halo, for example. If each thing of Halo came with one chunk of a code that you had to enter, and that would prove your loyalty to them, and you got so many things unlocked.
Yeah.
Would that be beneficial for, like, a subscription? For, like, because I know that you have a lot of the Call of Duty games. If each of those contributed into, or if your saved files contributed to having some, to, like, unlocking a subscription for, yep. like, a bonus off of each thing, whereas a person who's just getting into the franchise has
but
to
I
buy that
new stuff.
But I don't
want just, like, a gun. I want
no. I mean, like,
something, like a the full-on subscription.
Like with the Xbox Live Rewards stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, I have 25,000 gamer
because
scores,
so
I get 2%.
Because you've been playing
so
much and you play a lot.
It's a loyalty program.
It's a loyalty program.
So, you have played Call of Duty so much that because you're loyal to us, we're going to give you a 5% discount on everything Call of Duty.
Yeah, purchase. Something like that.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I want something like that, but that's not the reason why I'm complaining about the subscriptions.
Okay.
So. But loyalty things would be awesome to see, especially with these series games like Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty and Halo and Battlefield,
yeah,
and Resident Evil, you know, all those games.
Having fun, everybody.
But so, like, those games, you know, that have, you know, the long history of the series games,
yeah,
they should have some type of loyalty program.
Okay, so speaking of this,
get on it,
stuff,
Ubisoft.
Huh? What?
Not just Ubi.
Bungie.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ubisoft.
No. Speaking of this, all this series.
Speaking
stuff,
of Ubisoft.
We are going to do series recall.
Is it
recall.
Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
I call it Ubisoft. Ubisoft.
Is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
It's Ubi.
Ubi?
Ubi. Ubi.
I thought it was Ubisoft.
I've always pronounced it Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Ubisoft listeners. Ubisoft.
Okay.
I'd be hard.
Yep, it went there.
Always does, doesn't it?
Yep. So,
as much as I try to fight it.
Speaking of series.
Fuck you, because I already started. I was going to just do my series recall.
Then do it.
And we hit the very
Give
first swear word 30 minutes in.
God, I fucking hate you, Cody.
Second swear word 31 minutes in.
That was a whole minute between there?
No.
You pissed me off.
Okay, so do your
series. You were babbling.
Do your series recall.
I'm not talking to you. I'm going to talk to my listeners.
Okay.
What's up, Hal?
Hi, Jesse.
I'm a listener. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Call me. Okay. Call me maybe.
I just met you. And this is crazy.
But we're all gamers, so let's play maybe.
Woo!
Okay, anyways.
Here we go.
What the fuck?
Was that what I thought it was?
What do you think it was?
I picked it up in the mic.
It did pick up.
Did you just flatuate?
Flatuate?
Flatuate.
Flatulate?
Flatuate.
Flatuate. I did not flatuate.
The brown eye said hello.
Flatuated?
That was a good one, too. Holy shit. Oh, that stinks. I can smell it. Okay.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for the delicious burgers last night.
So, anyways, while
series
I'm trying
recall.
To talk to my talk through my shirt to my listeners, okay.
Do you smell popcorn?
Anyway, I think that was a booger.
I just made Al tear up a little bit.
Oh,
you're welcome.
You could chew that one.
yum.
Like, bacon.
Anyways, so series recall.
What
it's
is
coming
it?
Out soon?
What is it?
Do I have to explain it again?
Yeah, you do.
Listen to episode 4.
Touche.
Yes. So, we're not always going to have to go back and explain everything.
No, you're correct. But
so, listen to episode 4, which is a really good one. We had...
It's delicious.
Oh, yes. It's magically delicious.
Woohoo! Is that like a gay leprechaun?
No, that was actually a really weird mix of things that I don't know how to describe, because I tried to do like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and then also
tried to do Mario at the same time.
Mario with a little bit of Tigger. So it was like, yeah, it was like
Tigger.
Yeah,
a Mario.
Woo-hoo! The most wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tigger's a wonderful thing. The top thumb made of the rubber.
The bottoms are made of springs.
The bouncy, 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 pum, 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 pum. But the most wonderful thing about Tigger is that I'm the only one. I'm the only one. Ho-ho-ho!
You guys are...
High five.
Eat that, Disney.
Does Disney own the rights to that?
It's Tigger. It's Winnie the Pooh. They own Winnie the Pooh.
They own the Pooh, alright?
They own the Pooh.
They own Pooh a la
Funny
Winnie.
Story about Pooh.
What about Pooh?
I was in Canada once.
And you pooed.
You watched a
bear shit in the woods.
Nope.
You got called a hoser.
Winnie the Pooh is Canadian, by the way.
He is? How can you prove that?
What about Piglet?
I found this out when I was on this mission trip, and we were making fun of the Canadians.
For a mission.
Did you go, yeah, eh?
What was
you
your
hoser?
First objective?
To make fun of them.
Are you allowed to disclose the information about this mission, or is it top secret?
Top secret mission.
Top secret mission?
What kind of security clearance did you have?
It's a top secret mission to uncharted space.
Canada.
Buzz Lightyear. Okay, anyways. So, we were there trying to make fun of Canadians, and they were like...
Only trying and unsuccessful.
Only. And they were like, this and that, and Pooh is...
This and that, and Pooh is
And then
Canadian.
I went to the bathroom, and I was in Canada, and the
These
toilets were American Standard brand. I was like, funny. And I walked out, and I was like, your toilets are American. And then they said, we shit on them. And I was like, that's not very nice. And then they said, oh yeah, Winnie the Pooh is Canadian. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, we have a statue of him. I was like,
Is that like the Paul Bunyan in Babe the Blue Ox
stopped
kind of thing?
For a second and went, you have a statue of Pooh? It took them a little bit longer because they're Canadians.
And then they said,
we're sorry.
But that was my joke. I don't know if it's much of a joke, but it's more of
it's a good
life story.
It's a good anecdote.
Is that like
A comical story with no punchline.
Well, you said
it's an anecdote.
Oh, I thought you said antidote. Like
antidote?
Like a serum or something.
No, but
it cures anecdote. It cures shit.
Not an antidote.
It cures shit.
An anecdote. An antidote is what you give.
It cures the poo.
Antidote is what you give your Pokemon when they suffer poisoning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Air 5.
Woo, and woo. What do they got? Them Leafs? They got the energy cards and...
I saw a funny thing. It wasn't on the Chive, but it was on something like the Chive. But it said, I will HMO1 you.
HMO1
guy with a knife.
That's great.
I mean, you got it. Al didn't, because he didn't.
He didn't play Pokemon. Red,
is that Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yellow.
I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh?
No. It's Pokemon.
I think Yu-Gi-Oh
came out after.
Catch them all.
Pokemon! Ash, catch them.
Catch them all. You know, that's really sad, but I didn't notice that in the first two seasons.
What?
Catch them and Ash, catch them all. It's like, oh yeah, that makes more sense now.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anywho's.
Yeah, so.
So, listeners, we're doing No Shave Novembeard.
Novembeard. I'm going to grow a handlebar mustache.
That's going to be hilarious.
I'm going to attempt.
But what I want to do, actually, I'll tell you after.
Unless work tells me
I
have to shave.
The listeners. This is going to be a surprise for the listeners.
Surprise, listeners.
Cody's going to look like Osama.
No.
He'd have to change his skin tone. Skin tone.
No, he really wouldn't. No, he really wouldn't. He's already.
Then he'd have to lose 60 pounds.
And grow like 5 feet.
And grow a gray beard.
Anyway.
I want to grow one
and
like
a bullet hole in his head, but that's a different story.
U.S. rocks.
USA.
SEAL Team
America,
6. SEAL Team 6, yeah. Bitch.
Fuck you, Iraq.
Henry Bank shit.
Inside joke.
This is really the most random podcast we've had since
3.5. It is kind of.
Yeah, we made this whole, you know, curriculum.
We've stayed on topic.
Yeah,
hardly.
We hit him and then we went off as fast
as
possible.
We're like, well, what about this? That's even the right. Yeah, it is.
But yeah.
Remember, you can donate to our PayPal. Where can you find that?
Did you write that?
I don't know, because you're the one that is in charge of the website.
You can find the PayPal donation on the Three Broke Gamers website.
Click my awesome button.
It's www.nextfrontierentertainment.com/Facebook/
It's either one.
It's a slashy thingy.
So forward slash.
Go to the main website, click the button up at the top that says Three Broke Gamers, and down on your right hand side of the page, you will see a PayPal. Yep, PayPal. Donation button. Click that and enter any. Is it denomination?
Is that like buying shares?
Yeah, it's denomination, unless you set it up for a $5 donation.
No, I didn't. Okay, they could give us 50 cents or $50,000.
I would prefer the latter. Actually, or unless it comes down to tax time.
$50 million. Yeah, that probably wouldn't be good if we got more than $10,000.
That wouldn't be good for me.
I think it is anything over $10,000, you like get screwed by the tax people. Yeah, so only people. Give us $9,999.
And 99 cents.
Nah, you can keep that. I don't want that.
I will keep that. I can do laundry 3 times with that. I can't.
I can do it.
I was going to say, 33 cents? That's how much it cost?
Well, it actually costs $1.50.
What are your washer and dryers?
$1 to wash, 50 cents to dry. I should bring my laundry here.
I was going to say, you're getting ripped off. You could take it home to your parents and do it for free.
Yeah, but then I have to deal with my parents.
Something in the gaming news.
And now my mom knows I don't want to deal with my parents. I love you, Mom.
I always tell my parents I don't want to see them.
Anyway, I
go see him anyway.
Back and get some stuff.
I should really get my
do the little news thing. Yeah. In the headlines this week.
What's in the headlines this week?
You're supposed to fade that out, by the way. You don't just cut.
Like, I had to go back and fade it out.
Had to fade it in.
Okay. So, in the headlines this week, I shouldn't say it's actually just this week. It was actually
Morgan Freeman died a few weeks on Facebook.
Ago. No, he didn't. He did not die. Do not listen to Al. Morgan Freeman is not dead.
I actually got very concerned.
I know of.
No, like, he's not dead, but that was funny. I saw that on Facebook, and I laughed as soon as I saw it.
But seriously, that if he were to die, I would be turned off from every documentary. I'd be like, I have nothing to listen to now.
Who would they have do it? Mike Rowe?
Mike Rowe? James Earl Jones is another good one.
Sean Connery.
Anywho,
no,
in the news,
that'd be horrible.
I know.
There is rumors flying that Steam or Valve are
engaged to be married.
Steve and Valve. Steve and Valve.
Anyway,
was that not a good joke? I didn't get it until after I said
Steam,
it.
Steam. It's Steam.
Yeah.
Cody,
and Valve.
Just tell us.
Steam comes out of the Valve.
Just tell us, because this is your segment.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the Tech Bite segment.
Yeah, we'll be quiet.
This is your segment.
Okay.
This is your segment.
Well, Steam / Valve are working on, or are rumored to be working on, hardware. Something that people are calling the Steam Box, a console-like PC device that can run on your TVs. Do you know what Valve does, Al?
They made Counter-Strike.
Yep.
They've also made a lot of other games. For example,
Left 4 Dead.
Half-Life,
their biggest. Portal.
Portal games. Did they make Team Fortress?
Team Fortress.
Which are all...
What is so funny?
Triple A.
I just farted.
That's okay, so did I.
And it scared me.
Oh, it scared you.
Yeah.
How does a fart make you? Are you a dog?
Do you not...
Have you ever seen a dog fart and scare itself?
Do you not know it's coming or what?
No, I didn't. It just snuck out. It was like, hey! I'm right here.
Or did it scare you like you weren't sure whether it was going to come out gas or solid? Or even worse, liquid.
I just didn't want it to be all of the above, I guess.
Just sitting here. What was that?
It wasn't a...
I wonder when a baby first farts.
Oh my god. Freaking out.
That's when their eyes get big, like, what? Such...
What was that? I feel great now.
I was crying 1 minute.
Its ass is floating in the air from its diaper.
1 minute I felt this pressure, and it was beginning to build, and I felt horrible. The next second I felt great, but the second after
it's that, like, it's like everything was steam horrible. And valve.
It would be a great Stewie segment. On Family Guy.
Oh, like geez. When Brian farts and it scares him. what was that?
What was that? Like okay. What you just did.
You pretty much. Anyway, so go back
you
to your steam.
You're
going to
catch hell for that forever now. Yep.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, Al, who farted? I can see the comments thread now.
Hey, I don't...
hey, Al, it's okay. It's just a fart.
Oh, my God.
I don't really care. Because you know what?
I don't care what people think about me.
That's good.
Anyway, what's next?
I think that's it. We're done. We should have quit a long time ago.
What? Cut what? It out.
HMO won it. And if you get that, you deserve a high five from Steve.
From Steve?
That's where you cut. That's where you end. That was the last joke. I wanted the last laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently I didn't get it.
You, what?
Stop recording.
That's what he's getting at. Stop recording.